Happy Tuesday, everyone. Today is January 5th, 2021, and welcome to Today in Sports History, the podcast that will make you the most interesting person at the water cooler, guaranteed. Without any further ado, let's get started. Today in 1927, Judge Landis begins the three-day public hearing on charges that four games played between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Lions in 1917 had been thrown to the White Sox. In 1931, the first woman to purchase a baseball team, Lucille Thompson, purchases Topeka's franchise in the Western League. In 1932, famous Pittsburgh Steelers coach Chuck Knoll is born in Cleveland, Ohio. In 1934, both the National and American Baseball Leagues select a uniform baseball. In 1957, famed Dodger Jackie Robinson announces his retirement rather than be traded to the New York Giants. In 1960, a proposed third league to Major League Baseball, the Continental League, gets the support from New York Senator Kenneth Keating. In 1971, the Globetrotters lose 100-99 to the New Jersey Reds, ending a 2,495-game win streak. On that same day in 1971, the body of former World Heavyweight Championship boxer Charles Sonny Liston is found by his wife at their Las Vegas home. He had been dead for an estimated 6 days, and foul play was immediately suspected. In 1989, baseball signs a $400 million deal with ESPN, showing 175 games in 1990. In 1991, Kevin Bradshaw of U.S. International University scores an NCAA Division I record, 72 points, in a 186-150 loss. In 1995, Bill Fitch becomes the fifth coach in NBA history to register 850 career victories with the LA Clippers' 95-93 home win over the Philadelphia 76ers. In 1996, Miami Dolphins coach Don Shula announces his retirement as the winningest coach in the history of the NFL. And jumping all the way to 2019, Golden State and Sacramento combined for 41 three-pointers in the Warriors' 127-123 win. This set a new NBA record for threes in a game. Steph Curry hit 10, while Buddy Hield led the Kings with 8. And Justin Jackson added another 5. And we'll be right back after this break for our deep dive segment. Welcome back, and thanks for sticking around. For our deep dive today, we look at the comedic entertainment of the Harlem Globetrotters and their first ever loss to the constantly name-changing opponent, mostly called the Washington Generals. During the 1971-72 season, the Generals' name was alternated with Boston Shamrocks, New Jersey Reds, Baltimore Rockets, and Atlantic City Seagulls. It was actually the same team of players, but they would change uniforms between games to give the appearance of more teams. The team would rotate these identities for a few seasons before going back to the Generals' identity full-time. On this night, the team was going by the name the New Jersey Reds. The Reds defeated the Globetrotters 100-99 on January 5th, 1971. In Martin, Tennessee. It ended a 2,495-game winning streak and was Harlem's only loss between 1962 and 1995. Louis Red Colts, the founder and owner, player, and coach of the Washington Generals, credits the overtime win to a guard named Eddie Marr, who was the team captain that night. Harlem's normal captain, Curly Neal, did not play in the game. While the Globetrotters were entertaining the crowd that night, they lost track of both the game and the score. By the time they had realized it, they had found themselves down by 12 points with 2 minutes left to go. This forced the team to play normal basketball, and the Globetrotters rallied but could not recover. The Reds were able to secure their victory when Colts hit the game-winning basket with seconds left. Then, Meadowlark Lemon missed a shot that would have given the game back to the Globetrotters. The timekeeper tried to stop the clock and couldn't. When the final buzzer sounded, The crowd was dumbfounded and disappointed. Colts described the fans' reaction as, quote, "They looked at us like we killed Santa Claus," end quote. Some kids in the stands cried after the loss. The Reds celebrated by dousing themselves with orange soda instead of champagne. Lemon was furious, saying, "You lost, I didn't lose," to his teammates, but still visited the opposing team's locker room to congratulate the Reds. Reds player Roy Keevil later said Globetrotters owner Abe Saperstein threatened his team over the event, even though he had died in 1966, 5 years prior to the event. As this was comedic basketball and strictly entertainment, it was uncertain how much, if any, of the upset story was an angle created to promote Globetrotters games. Both teams claim to this day that their exhibitions are real and were real competitive contests. We want to thank you for joining us in this episode and hope to have you back for many more. Don't forget to subscribe however you're listening to us, whether it be through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, or any of the other platforms we're on. We also want to remind you that we're on social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Our handle is at Sport History Pod. Again, that's at Sport History Pod. I want to thank Jason Shaw at Audionautics for the introduction music, and Laura Robin, our script editor and director. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.